yan, ang sakta na ba?
Hello and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas, and this is On Point Talk, the official OPT network. OPT brings you a fresh perspective on local and national issues. Our guest will encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time in business, community, social, health issues, and a lot more. Nora Clayton and Something Unique About Hair has moved to a bigger and better location and has changed its name to Be Unique Hair Salon. It's located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Be Unique Hair Salon will still offer great services specializing in healthy hair and hair restoration. Be Unique Hair Salon still provides total services like sew-ins, quick weaves, braids, deep conditioners, plus a whole lot more. Be Unique Hair Salon. Phone for an appointment, 318-442-7204.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexandria's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexandria Diversity in Action Program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MBE, WBE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MBE, WBE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Daryl's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Daryl's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Daryl's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Daryl's Auto Service, member ASA. Daryl's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Daryl's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
They built our country, fought wars to defend our freedom. They have been called our greatest generation. Now, in this land of plenty they helped to create, many senior citizens in America go hungry. Sometimes they must choose between medicine, rent, or food. It is a choice they shouldn't have to make. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana's Adopt-a-Senior program serves more than 2,200 seniors each month. You can sponsor a senior for only $100 per year. Call the Food Bank or visit fbcinlaw.org. Together, we can end hunger.
The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Alexandria's Diversity in Action program, as part of the Central Louisiana Business Incubator, was created to assist small, emerging, minority, and women-owned businesses to become competitive and successful. Here are some of the businesses that they've helped.
Hello, my name is Darlene St. Romain. I am the CEO of Sylvia's Care and Companions Healthcare Services. Central Louisiana Business Incubator assists my agency with marketing by creating a commercial and a business website. They also assisted with the accreditation of my agency.
I am Fanny Gordon, owner and operator of Fanny Silks and Scents. They help my business to grow. For instance, improve sales tools and product marketing.
I'm Ivyanna Stewart, owner of Soulscapes. I want to take this opportunity to thank the Diversity in Action for acknowledging and actively reaching out to our diversity firms here in Alexandria.
Diversity in Action is a free service for small businesses as a part of the Central Louisiana Business Incubator. For more information, call 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107.
Alexandria Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hello, everybody, and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas. That's David Christmas. And if you're listening, you're on point. This is the official OPT Network. And our website, of course, is www.onpointcxmas.com. Go to our website, click on. You can listen live. It doesn't matter what part of the country you're in. We welcome you on this momentous Monday. Yes, if you're just getting started, it's 7:37, and it is a momentous Monday. If you have just peeked out or you're just getting going, I'm going to tell you what. The weather is simply gorgeous. It is a beautiful day. It is a great Monday, and we want you to get your momentum started off the top. We don't want you dragging in saying, "Woe is Monday." We want you to get started on the right foot. And I'm going to tell you, if you were anywhere in central Louisiana, the weekend was absolutely gorgeous. The weather was beautiful. Saturday was a little bit cold, but Sunday was just simply gorgeous. And everywhere you went, people commented about how optimal and how beautiful the weather was. And so it looks like we're going to get another beautiful day. And in that beauty, you've got to get your momentum started. And you know what? Before I tell you about the words of momentum this morning, I got to remind you about those school zones. They're in effect until 9 a.m. Make sure that when you're traveling through those school zones that you take the time to slow down. Take the time to watch out for school buses, crossing guards, school kids, and kids that are walking to school. It's just critically important. And I've been saying it every day. Excuse me. It seems that the traffic is getting larger and larger, like there are more cars on the road for some reason. And it could be because of tax season. It could be because the city's growing. It could be because a lot of reasons. But because we have so many more people on the roads, we want to encourage you to please slow down and get there safely. Make sure that you're watching out for yourself. Make sure that you're staying engaged. And make sure that you're watching out for our kids. And I say it every single morning because I see it every morning. They're not watching out for you. They're standing at bus stops, they're texting, they're walking to school, and they're in a world all of their own. So it's up to us not to be texting as we're traveling in, not to be engaged with our email and our mobile devices. It's up to us to make sure that we stay engaged for ourselves, for our kids, and for other drivers on the road. It's just important. Let me just switch gears here and let you know that if you want to reach out to Team OPT, we're at 3717 Government Street, Suite Number 2, Alexandria, Louisiana. Zip it up with 71302. Or you can go to our website, click on the contact info, the tab, and then you can send us a message from there. The website, www.onpointcxmas.com, or you can simply phone us at 318-445-5658. Y'all, it is going to be a momentous Monday, and we've got some great words of momentum. We're going to take a quick break here, but when we come back, we'll tell you what's on point for this momentous Monday. Stay with us. We're back right after this. Your health comes first, and Amerigroup is your first choice. Amerigroup is proud to serve the Bayou Health Program enrollees in Louisiana. Amerigroup is a managed care organization and will help you arrange for you and your family to continue getting the Medicaid and the CHIP benefits you need to stay healthy. Amerigroup offers these benefits through the Louisiana Bayou Health Program. At Amerigroup, the health plans have been helping families like yours across the country since 1996. For more information about Amerigroup Group, Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors, and our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need, the very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart, it's still in the same place. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
Amerigroup, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Tomorrow is just around the corner. Putting the tax advantages of an IRA to work for you now is the smartest way to begin saving for retirement. An IRA from First Federal Bank can set you on the right path. The sooner you start contributing, the longer your money grows and the more you benefit. Talk with one of their representatives today about the IRA that's right for you. First Federal Bank of Louisiana. Member FDIC.
First Federal Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Bro, where's your car?
It's okay. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Oh, hey, Jake.
My car got jacked.
I got it.
Ladies, guess you're walking.
You got those figures for me yet?
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there with an intern.
Nice work.
Casual Wednesdays!
Whoa! What?
State Farm agents are there when you need them.
Your On Point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your On Point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Alexandria's Diversity in Action program, as part of the Central Louisiana Business Incubator, was created to assist small, emerging, minority, and women-owned businesses to become competitive and successful. Here are some of the businesses that they've helped.
My name is Al Turner, owner and CEO of the fastest-growing construction company in Central Louisiana. Diversity in Action has definitely provided me and my business with the additional boost of confidence to truly live up to our motto of satisfying expectations by being more than just a builder.
My name is Eric Reed, and I am the owner and operator of LPT Photography. If you are someone like me who had an idea and a dream and just an aspiration to own and operate your own business, please, by all means, I encourage you to go by and visit the Central Louisiana Business Incubator.
Diversity in Action is a free service for small businesses as a part of the Central Louisiana Business Incubator. For more information, call 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Momentous Monday. If you're just getting your Monday morning started, it's 7:45. Today is March 4th, and this segment is sponsored by First Federal Bank of Louisiana, building the community that we serve for more than 60 years. Like a good neighbor, your State Farm agent, Rosa Fields, is serving Rapides Parish. For any questions, any concerns about home, auto, or life insurance, Rosa Fields and her team is on point. The number to phone, 318-487-1881. Also, Hixon Automotive Group. They're in Alexandria, Leesville, and Monroe. For more information, www.hixonhasit.com. You know what? I tell you what, DC, it is such a beautiful, beautiful Monday morning, and I am feeling absolutely fabulous. And let me just tell you, this weekend we fished. And one of the things that I took notice of as I was just in the boat, just watching everything that God has created, and it was just such a beautiful weekend. But it was kind of cold, but the sun was shining. And as I looked around the lake and I looked around the naturalness of God's creation, everything was dead. You know, all the trees, all the branches, all the leaves. And you might say, well, Carlette, that's nothing new. Everybody knows that. But as I was sitting there and just looking at the things that had died in this season, there began to be trees that were starting to bud, talking about a new season, talking about things that were once dead but now are coming alive again. And so this momentous Monday, if you're thinking metaphorically, that's me, I feel dead, I feel unproductive, I don't feel fresh, you know what? That scenery made me realize that we all have seasons where things just die. They're not fruitful in that season. And we are very much like the trees and the universe. Sometimes we're just not fruitful. And so this morning, we wanted to encourage you that if you're in the winter, that winter season, fear not, the spring is coming. And I am going to tell you, we feel such an incredible energy looking around at the flowers that are just beginning to bud amongst everything that's dead. And you can just feel, almost if you allow yourself, you can feel the surge of a new energy, a new beginning, a fresh start. And when you start, especially your momentous Monday off with that kind of momentum, it just gives you a sense of hope. And this morning, as DC and I do every single morning in our quiet time, we read these meditations and we just try to get our mornings and our days started off right. And this morning was so powerful that I made a copy of it and I wanted to share it with you guys. Because you know how I talk about words having such power. I try to mention that every single day. Well, this morning, this is what the read was. It was talking about pleasant words. And I believe that this is a word not only for us, but it's a word for you as well. And it's scriptural. It says that pleasant words are a honeycomb, sweet to the soul and health to the bones. And you know, sometimes in the morning when you're just trying to get started, it's like you don't necessarily have that energy. But when I heard that, when I heard those words resonate out of DC's mouth, it just simply gave me an energy. And I wanted to share it with you guys this morning because I talk about the power of words all the time. And it's scriptural. That comes straight from Proverbs. And what we know about words is words can bless us, or words can curse us, words can heal us, and words can make us sick. Point of the story is this: be careful what is coming out of your mouth this morning. And then the read went on to say, and this is from Kenneth Hagin. Just want to give credit where credit is due. He talks about the way that words that we hear in the morning, especially in the morning, how they linger with us throughout the day. They resonate. I mean, they go down into your spirit, especially if they are words that are biting and stinging and hurtful. And this morning he talked specifically about husbands and wives. And so I want to encourage you this morning that if you have not started your morning on a good note, you're driving in and you're booted up at each other because of some of the words that were said this morning, you can put a stop to it right now. And you can call that person, that spouse, that husband, that wife, and you can say, I'm sorry. And you can reframe those words and those thoughts. And it starts with a simple apology. And I'm going to tell you how important and how carefully we need to choose our words. Sometimes words are hard to come back from. And not only for husbands and wives, but for our kids as well. What are we saying to our kids in the mornings, especially on Monday mornings? Monday has such an incredibly bad rap that everybody just wants to feel and needs to feel booted up about Monday. And I am telling you, I am drinking not only from my literal cup of momentum, but my metaphorical cup as well. You can be in control of the momentum that you allow to happen in your life. And it starts with your words. It really starts with your thinking. Because see, what you think about, you bring about. And then when you think it, most people just allow it to shoot right through those lips. And I'm telling you, you've got to be careful. You got to be careful about what you are saying. Those words are like boomerangs. They go out into the universe and they make that turn and they come right back to you. And I am suggesting to you this morning that if you started out with biting, stinging words, or just your attitude was ugly, you can fix that. You can change that. And I love that scripture that it says words, pleasant words are like a honeycomb. When you're loving on each other in the morning, it just makes you feel such a sense of goodness and peace. And I'm going to tell you, especially ladies, I know I'm like this. If things aren't right at home in the morning, it's like nothing is right at all throughout the day. If you can't call that person, if you started with your kids on the wrong foot, send them a text so that when they get an opportunity to look at that, that will empower them, that will encourage them through the day. I'm telling you, Monday is an incredible day. And if you start off right, you will absolutely end up right. I hope that this energy that I feel this morning, I am throwing it out to you. I'm telling you to take a deep breath, breathe, and feel the greatness that is your day. Every day has the potential to be great, but you've got to do some things. I've got to do some things to make it happen. Y'all, it's 7:54. Remember, school zones are in effect until 9 a.m. It's momentous, momentous Monday. I hope that your morning is off to a great start. We're going to take a timeout here. But when we come back, we've got some really, really cool stuff to talk about. So stay with us. We're back right after this.
Your hair out trying to find the perfect bed. The staff at American Wholesale Mattress has over 40 years combined experience to assist you with that all-important decision. We offer great values like queen pillow top sets, and why wait up to 3 weeks for that Tempur-Pedic to be delivered? At American Wholesale Mattress, we have them in stock and ready for delivery. Plus, with up to 48 months financing, everybody can afford one. American Wholesale Mattress on MacArthur Drive, locally owned and serving Sinlaw for over 20 years.
American Wholesale Mattress is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana, Federal Credit Union.
Get back in the race at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Right now, get the vehicle you want with new and used auto loans as low as 1.49% APR with member loyalty discounts at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. So race in now.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union.
Think a new or new-to-you vehicle isn't in the cards this year? Think again. With rates this low, you can get every member of the family back in the race and across the finish line. New and used auto loans with rates as low as 1.49% APR. Only at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Quoted rate is the lowest available and will be based on your credit history. Rates and terms subject to change without notice. Heart of Louisiana CU will not refinance existing Heart of Louisiana CU loans at this APR. Federally insured by the NCUA.
The Credit Union with a heart.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Of Oils Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oils Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oils Parish. For more information on Of Oils, call 800-833-4195 or www.traveloforoils.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Evolves Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana. Another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Fishy, fishy. Fish, fish, neck bites, neck bites. Fish, fish, neck bites, neck bites.
There's a new fish in the sea.
Fishy, fishy.
Coming to McDonald's for new Fish McBites.
Fish McBites are succulent and breaded to perfection. So take a trip to Mickey D's and get you
fish. Perfect for snacking or sharing with tangy tartar or spicy buffalo sauce.
Fish, fish, McBites, McBites.
Now, there are more ways to love.
Fishy, fishy.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. For a limited time only at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
KAYT 88.1, Gina, Alexandria.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to the OPT Network. This segment is sponsored by St. Francis Cabrini Women's and Children's Hospital, taking care of our community with state-of-the-art technology. Also, McDonald's of Alexandria. Now, if you're just joining this morning, it's almost 8 o'clock. It's 7:59, so if you've got to get there at 8 o'clock, well, it's almost 8 o'clock. So we hope that you've given yourself enough time to get there safely this morning, this momentous Monday. Switching gears just a little bit, there's a lot going on, and I found this really, really incredible article, and it was in the news as well. And I just wanted to mention it because I thought it was really important for families. A lot of you know Juliana Rancic. She is the host of E! And she has also got a reality show. Well, there was an article and obviously an interview that talked about she and her husband had a new baby. Well, she's also a breast cancer survivor, and she's been through a lot, and they had to have a surrogate mother to birth the baby. Well, they had the baby. And then in the interview, she talked about how the baby had transformed the couple's lives. And she said something that a lot of people took issue with. She said that her baby didn't come first in the marriage, in the family. She said that her husband came first. And this comment created a firestorm. It created just conversations across America. A lot of mothers could not believe that she had said that the baby didn't come first. And a lot of people even went on to almost intimate that she was suggesting that the baby was just on the back burner. Well, when I read the article, she said, we're husband and wife, but we're also best friends. And it's funny because a lot of people, when they have kids, they put the baby first and the marriage second. And Juliana told US Weekly, that works for some people, but for us, I find we put our marriage first and our child second, because the best thing we can do for him is to have a strong marriage. And this comment created all sorts of chatter. And so as I read the article in its entirety, it just made great sense. And on this momentous Monday, we wanted to have a conversation about families. And DC and I have been talking about it all weekend after we had read the article, all weekend long. And we looked around at families, and we even recalled families that we know that put their children first. And it was, I'm telling you, it created all sorts of controversy. And then as we were having dinner yesterday evening, we thought about a particular family who everything that they did surrounded the child. They were at all the ball games. They were at all of the events. But it was because of the child. And after the child left for college, soon thereafter, they got a divorce. Well, we decided to take it a little bit further and see what the experts said and what the statistical data said about it. It said that 1 in 10 married couples are staying together just for the kids. And it went a little bit further. It said, and they plan to split as soon as the kids are old enough or as soon as they leave the nest. And so as I thought about this interview that Juliana Rancic had given, and I looked at the statistics, and you wonder why so many couples, after they have been married 30 years and beyond, are getting divorced. And maybe a lot of the answers are that they stayed married for the kids. And so DC and I were having this conversation, but it's a conversation that we had 13 years ago when Deuce was born. And we knew that he would not be first. And those people that took issue with that, I believe, and this is just my humble opinion, and then I started looking at what the Bible said about it. But you cannot, moms, put your kids first, because I believe that in the long run, it is going to create some problems. Go ahead, DC.
Where do you put them?
See, this is what I think.
You're putting that out there. You got to kind of follow in and finish that up with, you know, with some assistance. Because, you know, if I don't put my kid first, where am I going to put him?
Right. And it wasn't, and I think that was the whole crux of the interview, that she was not putting her child first. And I think that when you start ranking, and this is what the experts that weighed in on this interview said, then there's issues. Well, my husband is first, and David is second. That doesn't mean that I love him any less, but that means that the Bible says very clearly that you should cleave to your husband and your wife. You should cleave. You should become one. And when those children come, they are an addition to that. But what happens all too often is that, well, and it should happen, you raise your kids and they leave.
Right.
And so, I mean, we've always said this.
But where's the problem if you both raise them? I mean, where's the problem?
Well, the problem is with mothers who put the children first and who put the husband on the back burner.
Oh, okay. So you're saying little Johnny rules the roost.
Little Johnny or little Susie rules the roost.
Okay. And that's the problem.
That's the problem. And then what happens is, and I'm going to be very careful, because I know when you have those babies, there is an instinct. There is something inside of you that when you become a mother, that you've never felt before motherhood. The instinct to protect, the instinct to do all that you can. You better not mess with my child. Oh, you can mess with me, but you better not mess with my child. And I believe that those are the nurturing instincts that we were born with as women. That's what we do. We were built to be nurturers. But when you, and I don't even really know how to say it, but I believe women, I think that you can feel me. And I think that those men who maybe have been put on the back burner can feel me as well. You have got to nurture the marriage, the relationship, because when the kids are gone, you've done everything surrounding the kids, everything for the kids, and you look up and you have no relationship. You don't know each other anymore because you haven't built anything together other than for the kids. You know, I know this is a tough conversation, and I know that there are women that are saying, sister, I just don't agree with you. My kids come first, you know. And then there are women that say, well, my kids are always going to be my kids. They're going to be here, but he might leave. And that's where we have to see, we have to change the thinking.
Yes.
We got to change the thought process. And we were talking at dinner about this couple that seemed so happy. They were at every ball game. They were tailgating. They were, you know, and then the kid goes off to college. And I said to her, well, what happened? And it was all about raising the child. And so what are your thoughts, DC, on that? Because this is how we created our family, that Deuce wasn't going to come first, and he wasn't going to come in and pull us apart.
Well, we're just trying to, you know, do it the right way. I mean, it's nothing against anybody. I mean, we don't love our kid any less because we're putting each other first. And we're, you know, I mean, I just think it's the natural order of things, and a lot of people just have the order twisted.
Right.
And in a lot of instances, I think a lot of relationships, that's just the problem. They have the order shifted, you know, because, you know, like you said, I mean, and if it's scriptural, mm-hmm. you know, how can anybody argue with it? I mean, there's really nothing you can say without saying but.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's scriptural, but mm-hmm. once you put the but behind it, that's it. You know, you're justifying, rationalizing, and minimizing what the word is saying. Do it says, you know,
cleave to your husband and your wife.
Absolutely, and your children are add-ons, and of course you're to look out for them and love them and nurture them and lead them in the direction that they should go.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not going to put the kid before my wife.
Absolutely.
I just can't do that. And I don't feel guilty about that or anything. I mean, that just is how we've done it, and that it just feels normal.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess when you've been doing it as long as we've been, it's just a normal, it's normal.
Absolutely. And I think that a lot of people, and like you said, therein lies the problems. And sometimes that's the problem and you don't even know it.
No, because you feel when you do it, it seems
it
like the
seems right
thing. Right.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like, okay, why wouldn't my child be the most important thing in my life? Why wouldn't my child be the most important thing in my life? And I know, and if you'll notice, in a lot of other, I think this is divided along ethnic lines too.
Hmm.
When you see the different races, and I don't know what the breakdown is.
Mm-hmm.
And I haven't, you know, we hadn't done any research to really see, and we're not even dealing with the article that says
mm-hmm.
it. But when you look at the divorce ratio amongst the different races,
mm-hmm.
you start to see.
Wow.
You know, that the divorce ratio amongst some people is just a little higher than
mm-hmm.
others. And, you know, it's interesting, and we're going to have to do more research on it.
It is very interesting, and it is a conversation, as I said, that created almost a firestorm.
Absolutely, and we have our thoughts on it, but you know, here at On Point, we don't just say stuff. You know, we don't want to just put what we think out there without some type of statistical information to support what it is that we're saying.
Right, but what we do know from this article and from this statistical research is that more families are trying to stay together for the kids. And And you're right. We've got to do more we've got to do more research, and we've got to bring experts in on this, because I'm wondering about those parents and those families that have put their kids first for so long and are trying to renew and come back, especially after the nest has been emptied, how you can do that. But when we come back, we're going to have an article from Men's Health talking about ways to stay together in your relationship. Stay on point. We're back after this. Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companion's health care services, people care by caring people, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
A stroke can be devastating, so it's important to know the signs and get immediate care at Christus Cabrini Stroke Center. We've partnered with Ochsner Medical Center's telemedicine program to provide 24/7 access to highly specialized neurologists. And we're ranked in HealthGrade's top 5% nationally for treatment of stroke. When seconds matter, care matters. Christus Cabrini Stroke Center. Fighting stroke together.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Fishy, fishy.
There's a new fish in the sea.
Fishy.
Coming to McDonald's for new Fish McBites.
Fish McBites are succulent and breaded to perfection. So take a trip to make it even get you.
Perfect for snacking or sharing with tangy tartar or spicy buffalo sauce.
Fish McBites, McBites.
Now, there are more ways to love.
Fishy.
For a limited time only at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Darrell's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Darrell's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Darrell's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Darrell's Auto Service, member ASA. Darrell's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Darrell's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk. Hey, everybody, welcome back to the OPT Network. It's 17 minutes after 8, and this segment of the OPT is sponsored by Get Wired Satellites. Jeremy Clary, he's got HD for life. He's got all the channels. He can bundle, he can package, and he can help you to get just what your heart desires when it comes to any of those channels. The number to phone, 318-767-2220. Also, American Wholesale Mattress. Now, let me tell you, if you're tired of waking up and just not feeling rested, or you're tired of the back aches and the back problems that you think you're having because of something that happened a long time ago, it could simply be your mattress. Let me tell you what they're doing to create just the best atmosphere to purchase the mattress that's right for you. They've got mattresses that, do you see, that are starting at $299. Yes, they've got a mattress priced for everybody. Wow. Yes. And they're offering 48 months interest-free financing. But not only that, Kara and David and the team at American Wholesale Mattress are going to educate you on which mattress is going to work best for you and for your spouse, or just for you. So they're located at 717 MacArthur Drive right here in Alexandria. Been here for 20 years. They're right on point. Also, the City of Alexandria's Diversity in Action program. Listen, if you're looking to start a business or you have an emerging business, the City of Alexandria's Diversity in Action program is fielding calls every single day, trying to help new businesses get up and going and to help those that are up and going get up and growing. Now, if you're just tuning into this morning's conversation, we're talking about a conversation, well, it was an interview, really, that Juliana Rancic had with U.S. Weekly. And she talked about not putting her new baby first, but putting her marriage first. And a lot of people weighed in on it and talked about it. And so are we. And some parenting experts responded to this ensuing controversy. And they said that it is good for children to not always come first. It's good for your child to see a strong bond, and it's good for your child to sometimes feel that they have to figure out something on their own. And Juliana Rancic's contention was that when her son grew up, their son grew up, that it was important for him to see a strong family unit. And so I started thinking, how many women out there, and some men, that put their children first. But women especially, we won't hesitate to tell you, that's my child. You know, and we forget sometimes about our husbands. And we put those kids up on a pedestal. And we surround everything around the kids. And some parents can't even go out for an evening together without the kids. There's no sense of comfort, no sense of just feeling secure with each other. The kids have to make that dynamic. And if that's you, this is biblical, but it's also our perspective. We're not saying that, well, the Bible is saying that it's the way, but it's something to consider. And if you have started doing this, I think you have to make the shift. Even if you are a single mom, you cannot
be careful.
I am.
Even if you would say, be careful what you say about the single mother.
No, no. It's all good. I believe that even if you're a single mom, and I've got friends, lots of friends who are single moms, and I have had this very conversation. Your kids cannot become your life, because there's going to be a time where you may not want to be just a single mom anymore. There may be a time, you see, where you want to start dating.
Right.
And you can't allow that other person in because you have made that child the center of your world.
Your spouse.
Almost your spouse. And then the child has a problem receiving someone else into this relationship.
Well, they're actually in where they have no business being.
Absolutely.
Because it's a child. They can't make grown-up decisions.
Right.
You know, you can't say, little Johnny, what do you think about this gentleman? You think he'll work out?
Absolutely. But many moms do.
Johnny might say, if he's going to bring me some candy.
Or he might just say, no, he's not dad. He's not my dad. And so that's where having and defining those relationships between parents and children is so important. And I have met families along the way where moms have, and I don't know if it's our quest to want our kids to love us, but we have gone against dads for the kids. And ladies, I'm telling you, this is the worst thing that you, and men, if you're doing it, this is the worst thing that you can do in a family. Because moms, especially with those boys, when you keep dad off those boys' backsides, and then those boys grow up to be young men, there's no control. And I know, because I have lived this, I have thought many, many times, DC, you just have gone too far. That's just too much. You just didn't need to do it that way. Never said this in front of our son, but have felt this and have said this behind closed doors. But what I understand is that each person has a role in the family, and you cannot let those kids begin to manipulate those roles. And so the article went on to say, it said 1 in 10 parents are planning to divorce when their kids get old enough, but then the article went on to say that 75% of those couples said that they regretted staying in their relationship for the children, and that nearly 90% of separated parents now admitted that they should have left earlier. This is an issue. And we're wondering why there's so many divorces. Kids are a blessing from God. But we have to keep it in perspective. And when DC, when you said, well, if your husband is first, where's your child? And I think that that's where we have the issue. We feel like it's a ranking system when it's really a biblical system. And if you are one of those people that have said, I don't care what you say, Carlette, my child comes first. I get that. But I'm just saying we might need to change our thinking, especially if we have a spouse at home. And we have to look at what we are doing to that dynamic. Maybe we're not loving him enough, you know, because maybe the child is getting all the love. Your health comes first, and Amerigroup is your first choice. Amerigroup is proud to serve the Bayou Health Program enrollees in Louisiana. Amerigroup is a managed care organization and will help you arrange for you and your family to continue getting the Medicaid and LACHIP benefits you need to stay healthy. Amerigroup offers these benefits through the Louisiana Bayou Health Program. At Amerigroup, the health plans have been helping families like yours across the country since 1996. For more information about Amerigroup Health, Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors, and our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need. The very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart, it's still in the same place. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
Amerigroup, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
Ray Hyde Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Ray Hyde Paint and Body Works, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Ray Hyde Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Call your agent.
My agent?
Yeah.
You were driving.
You know, it's cool. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Oh, hey, guys.
Oof. What's up, Tony? You see what he made me do, right?
It's okay. I got it.
That was him.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there with the world's smallest violin.
Because this is what I hear when you talk.
Can I get a binky for baby Brown Brown?
Here you go.
That's it. Michael Buffer.
Let's get ready to rumble!
State Farm agents are there when you need them.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
The 70,000-watt voice of the community. KAYT, Gina Alexandria.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. It's 8:29. Today is Momentous Monday. It's March the 4th, and this segment is sponsored by your State Farm agent, Kyle Wolf. Like a good neighbor, Kyle Wolf is serving Avoyelles Parish. For all of your insurance needs, home, auto, life, and banking, the number 318-346-6695. Also, Ray Hyde Paint and Body Works, expert collision repair. Anybody can remove your dents, but Lynn and Ray Hyde, they remove your doubts with state-of-the-art technology. If you're just joining us this morning, we're having a very, very, probably what a lot of people might say is, I guess, a little bit of controversy about an article, an interview from Juliana Rancic, just had a new baby. And she said in the article that the baby doesn't come first, that she feels like her child needs to see a healthy relationship first before, and that the child comes second. And she was concerned about building a good marriage, a good model for her child to see. And so we said, you know what, this is a conversation that we really need to have with our listeners, because we know a lot of moms feel this way. And as I was sitting here thinking about the conversation, I started thinking about those blended families and just moms in general. And we come in so many forms. And so in order, I think, to make relationships successful, you have to first make your relationship with your spouse successful and not allow the children to be the ruling force in the relationship. And so a lot of us have done that, I know. And a lot of people may be trying to figure out, how do I turn it around? And so we went to an article from Men's Health News, and they talked about some surefire ways to stay together, especially when you are seeing your relationship floating apart or drifting. And a lot of us are in those situations where we know that we're drifting, or that we're just coexisting. We're existing for the children. We're existing because we need both incomes. And we're existing for so many other reasons than just existing for the sake of the relationship, that we love each other. We've got that bond. And so some of the things that they say are really important is to share a laugh. And it says in the article that in the language of love, laughter is key. Reminiscing about inside jokes can give you the biggest boost of satisfaction than recalling a laugh you had on your own. So understanding how to laugh together. And you know what? You might be saying, well, that's tough since we really don't even talk to each other. Well, you have to make a concerted effort. And I know sometimes when DC and I are going through challenges, just as this article said, or we could be having some heated fellowship about something, and I can come up with something, a joke that we both know and we both share, and I can infuse that, and it'll just bring such levity to an argument that wasn't really important at all. But you see, it's work. It's making sure that you are doing some of the things that will bring you back together instead of those things that just inherently keep you going further and further apart. And the article said, so just go ahead and laugh together. You know, just find something to laugh about, something that you both know, something that you both thought was funny. And you know, we all have those things. And then the next thing that they say is a surefire way to stay together. And this is from a men's magazine. Now, don't get excited. They say try a foursome, but no, not that kind of foursome. Take your mind out of the gutter. They say try double dating, going out with friends or couples that help to solidify your relationship. And they said that the research, this comes from research from the University of Maryland. And the reason seeing your girlfriend or your wife being social at her best can make her more attractive and reveal new aspects of your personality. So interacting, DC, they say, as a foursome, as couples coming together. And sometimes when you come together with other couples that you enjoy, especially if you're having a hard time, and you start the laughter, it can bring you back into just a place of just levity, just sort of just being there, not worrying about what happened, not worrying about what was said or what was not said or whatever, just being in a place where you can just be with friends and you can just laugh and have a good time. The next thing that they say that we need to do, men especially, they say that you need to compliment her. And I had a friend that her significant other never complimented her. His idea of a compliment was, if I didn't say anything was wrong with your outfit, then you look fine. And let me just say, men, that is not a compliment. A compliment, coming from Men's Health Magazine, a compliment goes a long way. Those small gestures that just mean so much to a woman. If you just say to her, honey, you really look great. That's a really good looking excuse me, a really good-looking outfit. And so according to this study, a 25-year-old study founded by the National Institute, the study followed 370, I've got a tickle in my throat, excuse me. I'm gonna stop and I'm gonna drink from my cup of momentum. DC said, that is a good idea. DC, what is going on?
Well, try not to start back until you get straight. Yeah, go ahead and get straight. And there you go. You ready? Go ahead and drink from the cup of momentum. Go ahead and get you a little sip of that momentum.
Oh, see, it's
you
just.
Describe that cup to you. Now that you're back, you can go ahead and describe that. Go ahead and describe that cup.
That was just a little laugh that just breaks the monotony, I tell you. But the study followed 373 married couples for a quarter of a century, and it found that those who gave affirmations regularly were really the happiest. And so the long story short is to compliment, men compliment your woman, and women compliment your man. And when you do that, it just makes everybody feel better. You know, sometimes a woman can be walking out of the house and maybe she's just not sure of her outfit, or maybe she's just not sure if she's really on point or not. And just that word of confidence from her man can make all of the difference. And so if you've not left already, you can just say, baby, you really look nice, or that outfit looks, or however you do it. But when you do it, I think you have to really make sure that it's genuine. Giving those good, genuine compliments to each other is really, really critical and important. And then the next thing they say, and this is really, really important, they say that you should deepen, DC, your conversation. And then it asks the question, when was the last time you talked about, now get this, anything other than the kids, work, or household chores? That is a deep question. When is the last time you talked about anything other than kids, work, or the house and the chores? What'd you say?
Or being messy.
And it says knowing more about your partner in four key areas: friends, stressors, life dreams, and values can increase overall happiness. Check this out. Knowing more about your partner in the four key areas, their friends, their stressors, their life dreams, and their values can increase overall happiness. And this is according to a National Institute of Health study. And I think it's so important that we know about each other's dreams. We know what's important to each other. We know what we value. These are all great, great tools in staying together. Y'all, this is just on point, smart talk for smart people.
Pulling your hair out trying to find the perfect bed. The staff at American Wholesale Mattress has over 40 years combined experience to assist you with that all-important decision. We offer great values like queen pillow top sets, and why wait up to 3 weeks for that Tempur-Pedic to be delivered? At American Wholesale Mattress, we have them in stock and ready for delivery. Plus, with up to 48 months financing, everybody can afford one. American Wholesale Mattress on MacArthur Drive, locally owned and serving Cinelaw for over 20 years.
American Wholesale Mattress is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71,
Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana, Federal Credit Union.
Get back in the race at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Right now, get the vehicle you want with new and used auto loans as low as 1.49% APR with member loyalty discounts at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. So race in now.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union.
Think a new or new-to-you vehicle isn't in the cards this year? Think again. With rates this low, you can get every member of the family back in the race and across the finish line. New and used auto loans with rates as low as 1.49% APR. Only at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Quoted rate is the lowest available and will be based on your credit history. Rates and terms subject to change without notice. Heart of Louisiana CU will not refinance existing Heart of Louisiana CU loans at this APR. Federally insured by the NCUA.
The Credit Union with a heart.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Of Oils Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oils Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oils Parish. For more information on Of Oils, call 800-833-4195 or www.travelofoils.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Evolves Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk. This is On Point Talk, the official OPT network. Smart talk for smart people.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to the OPT Network. This segment is sponsored by the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, the credit union dedicated to excellence and the credit union with a heart. Also, the Of Oils Commission of Tourism. Stay and play in Of Oils Parish. Lots coming up, and we'll tell you more about that a little bit later. Also, Davis One Stop. If you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is in the heart of Cheneyville. And if you're just joining this morning's conversation, you know what? We said it at the end of the last segment, On Point Talk, smart talk for smart people. And you know what? Because we know that you're smart people, we know that this is information that you're going to at least process and think about. And you know what? When you start to process information and think about it and put it into your psyche, and you start to think about it, you start to say, do I need to make some changes? Well, we all do. Nobody is perfect. No family's perfect. No relationship is perfect. And we've said it many, many, many times. But you know what we can do? We can come together and share information. And we can try to be the change that we want to see in our own lives. And that's where change starts first. It starts with us. And then when we change ourselves, we can change our families, and we can change the dynamic. And so if that's you this morning, you know what? Just start small. Just start small and start to maybe do things outside of your kids. You know what DC and I do sometimes? Sometimes we just go out by ourselves, you know, and we just leave Deuce to his own devices, to his own self. Sometimes it's just important to get away from your kids. It's important for us to do things together, to laugh together, to enjoy each other just by ourselves. And I don't think that you should feel condemned by putting your husband first. You just shouldn't, because one day those kids are going to leave. And then you don't want to be one of those statistics that you have nothing left in common. You don't know him. He doesn't know you. And furthermore, sometimes you don't want to know each other anymore. because you did it for the kids. And so just root for thought. And, you know, this month especially, as we're celebrating Women's History Month, you know, women have such critical roles in our society. We're moms, we're employers, we're just so many different things to so many different people. And I'm telling you, for us to have the success that we need to have and that we want to have and to continue to grow, we've got to start putting things in perspective, in better perspective. And this month, if you never celebrate yourself at all, if you never give yourself a hand at all, we hope that this month you will do that. This month, just like every month, we're going to bring in incredible women who are trailblazers, who are groundbreakers, who have gone against the grain to open doors for other women. And we're going to do that to celebrate the greatness that is the woman. And yes, we're great, but we're also soft. And we have to allow ourselves to be vulnerable. We can't be so driven by success and the need to excel that we forget about our families, that we forget about our husbands, is what I'm talking about. Forgetting that we have to carve out time that is special for them. And men the same. You know, some men are just simply workaholics. All they want to do is come home, sleep, eat, and go to work. You know, in order for families to really work and in order for us to see those divorce rates decline, we all have to do our part. And our part just simply starts with the person. It starts with making a decision to do something different. And the last thing that the article said is that we have to shake things up in our relationship. Playing hooky won't always land you in hot water, they say. So skip the same old, and fight your way out of a relationship rut by adding variety, by adding some things that you've never done before. And you know what else I want to add to that? You got to start saying some things that you've never said before. I'm going to tell you, those words are so powerful. If you're saying to yourself and you're saying to others that he'll never change, he's always going to be this, she's always going to be that, we've been together for this long and he's not changed yet, those words are not working for you. Let me just say, those words are not working for you. So because we're in the epicenter of the Bible Belt, we're right in the center of it. So many people know scripture. They know the word. People tell you what the word says all the time. Because we know the word tells us that we can have what we say. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. So because we know that that is an absolute certainty, why would you be saying negative things about your spouse, about your situation, about your marriage? Why are you confessing what you see as opposed to what can be? See, when you start looking and saying what you see, that's where you get into trouble. And what we have learned, what DC and I have learned over these years, these almost three decades of being together, is that you can't always say what things look like. You've got to start saying what you want to happen. You got to fill your atmosphere with words of faith and words of love. Even when you're sick and tired of being sick and tired. And if you are sick and tired of being sick and tired, why don't you do something differently? Why don't you start saying what you want to happen? Why don't you start saying, we are strong. We are powerful together. See, there's power in the two. Remember, we've said this before, there's power in the two. And those negative forces want to divide the power of two any way he can. I'm going to tell you, this is some powerful, deep talk for a momentous Monday. We have got to change what's coming out of our mouth. Fill your mouth with words of faith and words of love, words that bless and words that heal. Your words and my words, they're going to lead us to victory. And they're going to change the atmosphere at home. And they're going to change the atmosphere at work. Oh, yeah.
A stroke can be devastating, so it's important to know the signs and get immediate care at Christus Cabrini Stroke Center. We've partnered with Ochsner Medical Center's telemedicine program to provide 24/7 access to highly specialized neurologists. And we're ranked in HealthGrade's top 5% nationally for treatment of stroke. When seconds matter, care matters. Christus Cabrini Stroke Center. Fighting stroke together.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Alexandria's Diversity in Action program, as part of the Central Louisiana Business Incubator, was created to assist small, emerging, minority, and women-owned businesses to become competitive and successful. Here are some of the businesses that they've helped.
My name is Al Turner, owner and CEO of the fastest-growing construction company in Central Louisiana. Diversity in Action has definitely provided me and my business with the additional boost of confidence to truly live up to our motto of satisfying expectations by being more than just a builder.
My name is Eric Reed, and I am the owner and operator of LPT Photography. If you are someone like me who had an idea and a dream and just an aspiration to own and operate your own business, please, by all means, I encourage you to go by and visit the Central Louisiana Business Incubator.
Diversity in Action is a free service for small businesses as a part of the Central Louisiana Business Incubator. For more information, call 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. In HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition.
Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy.
Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companion's health care services, people care by caring people, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Fishy, fishy.
There's a new fish in the sea.
Fishy, fishy.
Coming to McDonald's for new Fish McBites.
Fish McBites are succulent and breaded to perfection. So take a trip to Mickey D's and get you.
Perfect for snacking or sharing with tangy tartar or spicy buffalo sauce.
Fish McBites, McBites.
Now there are more ways to love.
Fishy, fishy.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. For a limited time only at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the OPT Network. This segment is sponsored by Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services. People care by caring people. Darlene St. Romain and her team down in Bunkie can be reached by dialing 318-346-2540 and in Opelousas, the number 337-2540. 942-9939. And of course, McDonald's of Pineville. And, you know, the morning, I say it probably every morning, it just seems like it flies by. Already almost 9 o'clock. Can you believe it? You know what? March is Women's History Month. And, you know, women, we have a lot of responsibility, a lot of things on our plate. And our relationship is just another one of those things, but it should take precedence in our lives over our work, even over our kids. You know, God comes first and then our husbands. And I think that we have to get the hierarchy right and we have to do what thus says the word, because when you do that, you can never go wrong. And you know what? It's just fruit for thought. Hope that maybe you'll think about it. And you'll see that maybe this could be an issue for some. It's not an issue at all. You got it. But if it is, all you've got to do is simply change your mind. And when you change your mind, you'll see that change will follow that. And that's why we look for interesting articles, interesting information to share with you and to share with ourselves as well. Because every time we bring that information to you, it opens us up just a little bit more. And hopefully it will open you up as well. It has been a wonderful and a momentous Monday morning already. We hope that you take the momentum from this morning's show, this morning's conversation, and we hope that you begin to just think differently. Just start to think about things in a way that maybe you never have. And that's what information is all about. It's about making ourselves better. You know, I was talking to a doctor the other day, and I said to him that I always say that knowledge is power, but it's not powerful unless you use it. And he said, I'm going to add something else to that. He said, power is potentially powerful. It has the potential, but you've got to use it. I'm going to tell you, life is good. It's a great day. It's a new beginning. And if your thinking is on point and the words that come from your mouth are on point, it's going to be a great day. And you know what? There are going to be those things that are going to try to come against you and try to attack your Monday and make you say, like you've always said, and many of us have, oh, you know, it's Monday. But you know what? All you've got to do is just turn that around and say, you know what? God is perfecting my Monday. He is perfecting those things that concern me. I'm going to tell you one thing. When you turn that stinking thinking, that negative self-talk, that negative chatter into some word that God is perfecting those things that concern your Monday. He's perfecting those things that concern you. He's perfecting those things that concern your kids. Watch and see those negative forces start running.